Phoneboy Speaks, episode 876, The $9 Computer. I remember looking at the Raspberry Pi a couple of years back when it first came out, and the idea that you could get a little tiny computing device for $35 was pretty amazing price point. Well, a company is challenging that price point by building something that can be that will be sold for $9. I mean, how low can you go? But think about it. I mean, the components that make smartphones possible are, you know, think about how small they have to be in order to work on a smartphone or a tablet. And this company just basically took those same components, and you know they're easy to get in bulk and can be purchased cheaply, and they've built a small motherboard, and it's, you know, smaller than your hand, and it's got built on Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. You can put put some kind of monitor on it. It's you can either get one with a VGA output or HDMI or something, and it's got USB, so you can plug whatever you want into it. But $9, right, is this motherboard. Now, obviously, it's going to require more stuff to be useful, but still, you're talking about, you're getting it down to a point where people, even in countries that are, you know, less resources than the United States could theoretically start using these things. And obviously, they could, the computing power could actually show up in lots of other things, but not just general purpose computing devices. I mean, you could do all kinds of automation and stuff, and I'm sure that's, you know, there are people that do Raspberry Pis with that kind of stuff. But the sad thing is this product won't be available till next year. It's the kind of thing that I wouldn't mind playing with. Of course, I've never played with a Raspberry Pi either, so who knows what I'm missing. But this is probably roughly the same hardware, but it's even cheaper. It's like, how much cheaper can you make this stuff? I mean, it's and this company will probably make a little bit of money at it, but I mean the cost of goods there is not that, it can't be that, it's obviously not going to be that expensive, and you're talking, you know, razor thin margins here. But like the idea, and I'm curious what first of all, I want to love to see one of these things in the wild, and I'm curious how the Raspberry Pi folks will respond. But this is this is even more bare bones than a Raspberry Pi, though. At least a Raspberry Pi has an SD card slot. This does not, but I'm sure you could do something with this. I mean, again, you're talking about a little ARM processor, 4 gigabytes of flash storage built on YouTube. I wonder if this thing would run YouTube. I mean, maybe it could. I don't know. But $9. I mean, it sounds like a cool little project for somebody, and maybe that, you know, that might get it cheap enough that I'm willing to play with it at some point. But it's not going to be available until next year, assuming it gets built. Even though the Kickstarter project succeeded very quickly, but for $9, I mean, you know, that's pretty cool, you know. And you can actually turn, they're actually selling like almost what looks like a Game Boy version of the device, you know, with the chip, as it's called, in what looks like a Game Boy case. And yeah, for $49 you have a handheld Linux computer that can run, that's got a, you know, like a colored display or something, and you can run Linux stuff on it, and that's really cool. I mean, I almost want to get that just because it seems like it's a neat little device. I don't know what I would do with it, other than, okay, well, just to kind of show, just for the geek factor. But yeah, I mean, it's great to see what people are coming up with. I mean, they say the technology is so cheap, but I mean, think about it. It's more horsepower than it's still more horsepower than it was on the original the original Apollo 13 missions or whatever. It's amazing. Amazing what they've been able to do, and I'm sure we're going to continue to see more amazing things. But I didn't play with the Raspberry Pi before. Who knows? I may not ever play with this, but it's still cool to see people trying to make this stuff cheaper and more available and more flexible. And who knows what's going to come next with that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.